great job, Don. Thank you so much for all of our worship team just bringing the presence of God into this place. When I say this place, into your home, into my heart, into my mind. Our God is just here. He loves you. He cares for you. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged in this time. I know that He is alive. And this morning, it's all about Jesus. It's all about our Heavenly Father and for what and what He did on the cross. And so this morning, as I was preparing this message, I said, Lord, what do you want to share with the people? What do you want to share with those who might tune in? Lord, what do you want for us to grasp this morning? And He said very simply, me. Would you grasp onto Jesus today? Would you grasp onto how He loves and cares for you? This morning, as I was, you know, going through Facebook, as many of us don't do on a Sunday morning, a friend's feed came up, and it just was awesome. The sun was coming through their window. They had some words on their window. It says, we are in this together. And when the sun came through the window, it reflected it onto their wall and wrote it properly. We are in this together. And you know what? That's the truth. Those who serve the Lord, those who have given themselves over to the Lord, I just wanted you to be encouraged this morning to say, we are in this together. You're not alone. We might be on cameras. We might be on a TV screen. Maybe you're YouTubing in it, and we're on a TV screen. We are in this together. And would you say that to yourself? Would you say that on a daily basis? Would you just say that as if we are in this together? I think that can bring encouragement to your soul, deep down within inside. Those who may struggle with depression, those who may struggle with anxieties of being alone, we are in this together. And so this morning I want to encourage you. I want you to be lifted up. I want our Heavenly Father to be lifted up. I do miss being with everybody physically, but you know what? I know that there is a greater good that's going to come out of this. And many preachers are preaching that. Many people are doing that. Many people are finding ways to communicate with one another. I want to encourage you to communicate with one another. Call the person that comes to your mind. Text the person that comes to your mind. Just say, hey, how are you doing? What's up? You know what's fun about texting is, in some ways, you can text many people, different conversations, and have many conversations going. Why not start that? Now, don't do it on your Sabbath. Do it on the weekdays. But don't be alone, okay? We are in this together. This morning, we're going to be diving into the Word. We're going to be diving into, Pastor Carolyn did share the first 9 verses already this morning, but we're going to talk a little bit about this. So if you wanted to open up your Bibles to Matthew 28, I know we also going to have the words up on the screen. But can we just jump a little bit? I want to go down to verse 6. Because Carolyn so nicely read it, and I thought, you know what? She reads so well. I almost feel like she needs to come and read this again. But it's a little hard, so we'll just leave it at that. But verse 6, it says this. He is not here. Listen to this. He is not here. He has risen, just as He said. So people, listen to that. He has risen. He is risen. He is here now. He is in your midst. If you ask Him into your heart, and if you've asked Him into your life, He is there. He's right beside you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to share with you. He wants to sup with you. Don't allow this time to be a time when you're not seeking after Him. Spend more time. Dive in further into Him. Jump into His presence. And if we go right to verse 11, that's where I'm going to start to read from. I was reading this and I thought, you know, our enemy's such a sneaker. He tries to dive in and dilute what is good. And verse 11 says, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Now listen to this. When the chief priests had met with the elders, they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, verse 13, saying this, tell them, you are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And in this story, and as the story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day, how does the enemy just wants to take what is good and destroy it? So even in this awesome, majestic, powerful time, Jesus raised from the dead. He did what he said he was going to do. Satan somehow tries to distort it, tries to just mess it up. And I think about that within our lives. How many times has he come in when good things are going on and try to twist and distort it? He tries to destroy what is good. The first when we heard about this pandemic, we were all kind of freaking out. I think most of us, maybe some weren't. How is the church going to grow? How is the church going to survive? How is this? How is that? Satan just twisted it. But as these weeks have gone on, I've realized God is going to make this even broader. You look through the feeds now. How many church services do you see? I mean, you could probably spend all day tomorrow going through church services, going, let's say, take an 8-hour window, and you could watch 8 services. And he could probably do that for the rest of the week. That was never there before, people. That was never there before, congregation. There was some live feeds, yes. But there was not this massive feeds that you're seeing. And you know what's amazing about all this? Is it stays online. So you can go back through messages. Isn't that amazing? So what Satan, I think, tried to turn into negative, God has made it possible. He's turned it into positive. This morning I was watching another feed and it brought me back to a memory. We used to do 6 a.m. Services out in the park, getting up super early before the sunrise and go watch the sunset or sunrise with a group of people. And there was dedicated, I don't know, 15 to 20 of us that met every year, rain or shine, darkness or light, and worship God together. And I got to watch this feed of them this morning, and they just quickly shared. It wasn't long, but it was just like, I do miss those times. There's something about when you're in the forest and you're looking out into a vast valley, and it was by the ocean, so I get to look out to the ocean. The sun starts to come up, and it's just like, God, you are amazing. You created all of this. He's created you. He's created me. He's created the area of which you live in. Isn't that amazing? So why do we allow Satan to have a foothold? Why? As I was listening to a book this week, and one of the things was talking about just having a positive thought pattern and attitude when you wake up. Now, I'm not the greatest on practicing that, because my first inclination is when I get up, go, oh, here's another day. But you know, it is something that is good to do. It is something to wake up and say, this day is a day that the Lord has made. Who cares if it's snowing? Thank you, Lord, for the snow. Skiers say thank you for the snow. And if it's sunny, the hikers say thank you for sun. Let's thank the Lord in all weather, because we need all types of weather, correct? We need water, we need reserves, we need snow on the mountains so water will come to our reservoirs. We need those things, but God knew that. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us not be somber. again, we are in this together. And we go to verse 16 in Matthew. And it says this, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee," because now Jesus told them to go there too, "to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." I got to scratch my head a little bit on that one. Some doubted. So the people saw Jesus, saw him there, and there was still doubt. So don't be discouraged when sometimes you go, "God, are you there?" He is there. Don't let the author of lies get into your life, who it's doubt, put doubt in your mind, to put depression in your mind, to put "nobody loves me, nobody cares for me" in your mind, in the name of Jesus. Then Jesus came to them and said this, listen in verse 18 here, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." 19, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Verse 20, "And teaching them to obey everything," not some, not a little bit, "and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That is a promise he made to us, that he will be with us to the very end of the age. So I rebuke those people who say things like, "Oh, that was only for the Bible times. The Holy Spirit was only for those times. They're not for these times." I'm telling you that this right here from Jesus tells us it is for all of us. It is for you. It is for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, is what we should be saying. We are called as Christians, as believers in Christ, to go into all the world. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in me shall not perish but have eternal life." We are called to go. Jesus was the Savior. Today is a celebration, not a day of mourning. And even this past week, it is a celebration for us to realize the great cost that our Heavenly Father gave his only begotten Son for us. But here's the key, is that he was raised from the dead. He is alive. He's the only God. He's the only person to have raised from the dead and be with God in heaven. He died and took away all those things that we now don't have to be a part of. And there is no other way except through Jesus. I think we all have to daily come to him. We all have to daily ask God to forgive our sins, to help us, to direct us, to guide us. I want to also read Mark 16:15 through 18, and I know we may not have the slide for this, but it says this, and I just thought it was important to read this morning. Mark 16:15 through 18, it says this, "He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will get well." Hallelujah. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to put your hands and pray for those who are sick? And so let's stop right now. Let's just pray for those who are in the hospitals, that they would get well. So Lord God, we just pray for your Spirit to manifest in all the hospitals and all the care workers and all the areas in this world right now, in the name of Jesus, I proclaim a mass healing in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord God, that your spirit would arise in all these hospitals, that people would get out of the beds and be healed in Jesus' name. I pray that you would give the doctors and those who are trying to find the cure in right now, in the name of our Heavenly Father. God, you are the God of this universe. You created all things. So, Lord, I just pray that in Jesus' name. I proclaim victory in Jesus' name. And we need to be doing this. We need to be doing this. Amen. Salvation is found in Acts 4:10. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Holy Spirit, move. Jesus was our deliverer. He's the one. Give your life to him. Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not you might be, you might know you will be. Even as believers, we need to be constantly speaking these words. Jesus is what? Lord. And he needs to be what? Lord of my life. And so would you say that today? Would you say that when you get up in the morning? Would you say with your mouth, people, Jesus, you are my God. I worship you. I give you glory. I exalt your name on high. I just lift your presence in this house, in this place, in the city I live in. Satan, you have no power or authority here. Speak it in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. You know what we are? We've talked about it. New Life at the beginning of the year, putting on our whole armor of God. Let's put that armor on every day. Let's seek after God. I love the fact that Pastor Carolyn is constantly reminding us, spend time with the Lord. Seek after God. What is he saying for you? What is he saying for your family? What is he saying for your church? What is he saying for those in your workplace? Are we taking the challenge? Are we standing up and saying, you know what? I'm going to take that challenge. I want to hear from God. I believe he's alive. He is alive. He's not dead. And in 19 it says, therefore make disciples of all, disciples of all nations, baptized in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Ghost. Let's do that, people. Let's do that together. It's not just one person's job, it's all of our jobs. Hebrews 3:1 says, therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. Are you willing to fix your eyes on Jesus? Are you willing to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior? Are you willing to say, Heavenly Father, come into my life, change my life, turn my life to be more like you? I surrender all. You know that song? Song has been around for a long time. I surrender all. Would you surrender all to him? Would you give him all things? Salvation belongs to no other God except for the one who created this earth. The whole reason for this season. He is the reason for today. He came so that way you can have eternal life. And you know what? Maybe you've been a Christian for a while and you said, Ed, I know this stuff. I've heard this message before. I want to challenge you to not say that. I want to challenge you to say, instead, Jesus, I need you. I love that song. You know, it says, I need you. Lord, I need you. Every hour, I need you. That's what we need. We need him every hour. Would you be willing to just take him in? So for those out there who maybe have heard this message for the first time, my call to you is this. Jump onto the New Life Foursquare Cranbrook website, private message Pastor Carol and myself. we want to pray with you. We want to connect with you. We want to get you some material if we can. For those who are struggling with this area of depression, I come against it in the name of Jesus and I proclaim victory. Would you raise your hand and say, I proclaim victory over this in the name of Jesus? Would you not let this time of isolation or being in your home, don't let it control you. Allow Jesus to control you. We are going to obey the authorities who are put above us because they're trying to keep things safe and stuff. But we just prayed earlier that the Holy Spirit, God, would you come and heal and restore. Let's pray that every day. Let's get up and say, God, you are the God of creation. Let's get up in the morning and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say, rejoice. So let's do that together. Let's stand together. Let's worship together. Let's glorify the name of the Lord together. Fix your thoughts on Jesus, Hebrews 3:1. And when you make time this week to make sure you touch different people that you know who maybe are isolated, would you set some time aside to just pray to the Lord and say, God, what do you have for my life? What do you have for my family? What do you have for the city? How can I pray directly? We pray for those who have lost loved ones. This is going to be a tough time, even through maybe the sickness or COVID, or maybe just they've lost someone because it was their time to go home and see the Lord and they don't get to have that celebration service right now and all those things. It's going to be a hard time, but you know what? Jesus is King and Lord of all. Bottom line, straight up, period. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He came, he died, he rose again. We trust in him and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. We surrender all. And would you say that as you walk through your day? I surrender all to you, Lord. There's a great old hymn. I surrender all. And would you sing that? If you don't know it, go on YouTube. I surrender all. Listen to it. Get it in your heart. Get it in your soul. Get it in your mind. So today, Lord God, as I close in prayer, as our Davidson gets ready to just close us in song, God, I pray for those who are listening. I pray that, Lord God, you would minister to them right now. The Father, your Spirit would move in a mighty way. Wherever they may be in this world, I exalt you and call you Lord of my life. I pray, Lord God, that those who are listening or are part of this would say, God, I call you Lord of my life. And so, Lord God, we just honor you and give you glory and praise. Davidson, would you take us into closing us up? Amen.